like they changed it to a hold, Clark.
They're going to a hold. It's going to be a hold on the defense. Fascinating call there. It's a 10-yard penalty. 5-yard penalty from the spot of the foul, I believe. And now they're on the 25-yard line. So they are technically into the red zone here for USC. And it's a handoff to number 28. That would be his favorite man out there. Brandon Harper rolls to the right side, pushes forward for about 5 yards. Stop just shy of the 20-yard line, maybe gain of 4 for Brandon Harper.
He ran into the 6-foot senior end, Curtis Booms.
Jake Beachy receiving the call from Jason Beagle on the sidelines, running back into the huddle right now. 7 minutes remain in the first quarter. Still no score. USA on the verge of scoring. They're on Ubley's 21-yard line on the right side of your radio. Jake Beachy under center. 3 men behind him. Jones, Harper, and another man. Melky. And it's off to number 27, Seth Gangler. He's up. He's in. Touchdown, USA. He scampers in for a 20-yard dash on the right side, and he's in untouched. USA scores first. It's 6:44 mark in the first quarter. It's USA 6, Ubley nothing. So, Dave, what was the key to that play?
You know, Clark, at the beginning of that drive, they started running behind Ballard right away, and after that, they used him as a distraction, come across the other side of the line, and two different carries there by Seth Gangler, 6'3", 190 pounds, just a gigantic tailback, just burst right to the line.
Absolutely. They're going for two. Beachy goes to pass, rolling to his right side. Ubley defense all over him, but wide open in the end zone on the right side. That is number 88, Dan Rick, 1-for-1 on the passes. And now it's 8-0 USA over Ubley. At the 6:44 mark in the first quarter, you're tuned to WLEW.
Yeah, clean up this room!
Jeez, have a cow, will ya? Yeah, don't mind her. She'll be fine. She's just upset that my room has become a pigsty this summer. It's a real drag, though, that it's about over. School is right around the corner. August is like the Sunday of summer. That reminds me, I have to tweet my friend James about this weekend. Thumb Cellular is having a sick back-to-school sale. They have some killer Androids, and get this, you get an HTC Desire or Samsung Gem for free with a 1-year contract. Plus Thumb Cellular has the new Samsung Galaxy S2. It's only $159. That's like the price of 2 Xbox games. Yes, please. My friend Emily posted a status that Thumb Cellular has a new double minutes plan. You get double minutes on any plan for as long as you have a plan. It's like a no-brainer. So, yeah. Go visit Thumb Cellular with locations in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. It's the talk of the thumb. And all the phones are listed on the flyer at thumbnet.net at the coupons page.
Clean up my I know!
In life, there can be a lot of unknowns, and insurance shouldn't be one of them. Know what you have and know what you need, because when this happens, or this, or even this. I want you to be able to do this. Let's protect you from those unknowns in life, and let me help. That's right, yours truly, Clark Ramsey at Farm Bureau Insurance. Look me up at clarkramsey.com. That's clarkramsey.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company. You are back with WLIW Sports at the 6:37 mark in the first quarter. USA strikes first. It is 8-0. USA over Ubley. On the kickoff, there was some sort of penalty, a personal foul on USA, so that brings up the ball right up to the 49-yard line of Ubley. And that's where they're going to start with a short field, only 51 yards to go for a score for Ubley. Sweeney under center, T formation once again for the Bearcats. Right in front of us, moving right to left across her radio. It's a handoff right to the left side to number 40. That's Ryan Haig, the back senior, 5'9", 185. He doesn't get very far, maybe 3 yards into USA territory at the 47-yard line. Gain of 3 for Haig.
He just wouldn't go down there, Clark. Took 3 Patriots to take him down. Finally, Beachy came from as defensive back and finished him off.
I guess that's what it takes, and a good, I mean, he's only 5'9", but you know, he's got legs underneath him. The key is in the legs to move forward in this game. 2nd and 7 right now at the 47-yard line of USA. Ubley on the offense side of things now, trailing 8-0. Sweeney under center. USA trying to draw them. False start doesn't work, and Sweeney's going to keep for himself. He's around the right side. He's untouched. He's at the 30-yard line to the 20-yard line. He's still going. No one's to beat. Oh, tripped up right at the 10-yard line. Number 18, jump 16, jumps out of the middle of nowhere. McKay Jones and saves the touchdown. That is one heck of a run there for Nick Sweeney from the 47-yard line all the way down to the 7-yard line. 40-yard gain for Nick Sweeney on the keeper around the right side.
Wow, Clark, a shoestring tackle there. Saved a huge run for the Bearcats.
Yeah, exactly. A shoestring, but
a couple nice fakes there, and Sweeney took it around the side. One of the fakes drugged that big Ballard to the inside, and Sweeney had nothing but pay dirt in front of him.
Yeah, so now we're on the 7-yard line, 1st and goal for the Bearcats on the far left side of your radio. Sweeney under center, hands off to the left side to number 20, doesn't get far. David Rakowski maybe moves forward about a yard and a half right to the 5-yard line, and now brings up 2nd and goal from the 5. 5:15 remains in the first quarter, and just like that, Ubley, with working with the short field, starting their own 49-yard line, is now on the 5-yard line of USA.
Clark, with this tee offense here, it's about taking advantage of opportunities and field position, and that 15-yard face mask to start the drive really has helped, and now the Bearcats got to punch it in here.
Now, according to the scoreboard, unless some lights are burnt out, it says it's 6-0. We'll check on that for you. And so we have Ubley coming out in their same formation all day long here. 2nd and goal at the 5, 4:40 left. It's 6-0 USA. Sweeney out to pass on the right side, looks back across the body, and what pass was intended for number 88, Jonathan Fisher, the sophomore end, hits him in the hands and falls incomplete. He really wasn't ready for it, and it brings up 3rd down.
Just a touch behind him, Clark, there. Otherwise, he had a little room there to squeeze that in.
3rd and 5, 3rd and goal at the 5 for Ubley here, trying to punch one in, trying to tie this one up at 8 apiece. We're getting some word from the Harbor Beach Bad Axe game. Harbor Beach is now up 16-0. The game started on a safety against Bad Axe. Nick Sweeney on the carry, and he's into the end zone. He carried around the left side right through the middle of the field, shed a couple tacklers, and he just got across the end zone line, and he's in for the touchdown. We now have a score of 8-6. Ubley gets on the scoreboard at the 4:29 mark. Dave, what was the key on that one?
Well, no answer there for Sweeney. They kind of lulled him to sleep on the first drive, and then Sweeney kind of taking it himself on this drive and had a couple nice runs.
What I'm finding interesting, was USA not ready for Sweeney to be able to use his legs as quarterback?
Apparently they weren't listening to us, because we knew Sweeney can run, and that's going to be his biggest weapon this year.
You're speaking highly of us. Careful there now. All right, going for 2. Ubley on the left side of radio at the 2-yard line. Sweeney under center. 3 men. He keeps it for himself, looking back to pass. Right in the middle of a whole mess. Pass intended for number 30 falls incomplete. That would be Curtis Booms. No good. So now, at the 4:29 mark, is 8 USA, USA 6. You're tuned to WLEW.
Hey, there goes one. Hey, you shot my cow.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Parker, and Excalibur, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery, bow, and arrow or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry this year with a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Don't miss the 20th annual used gun auction being held at the Woods in Water Weekend, Sunday, September 9th, starting at 11 a.m. Over 125 rifles, shotguns, and pistols will be sold to the highest bidder. Browning, Remington, Winchester, Ruger, Smith & Wesson, and many more. A complete auction list is available at randyshuntingcenter.com. It's all happening at the Woods in Water Weekend, Sunday, September 9th, at the Emily City Fairgrounds. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 989-269-GUNS.